Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Throwback to the 80s and Journey. We tried to do it last week and then Rod nixed it. Rod is not here at the moment and we are going to make Journey the artist of the day because it is a Tuesday throwback to the 80s and that is the best song they ever recorded. Girl Can't Help It from the 1986 album Raised on Radio. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Kara Mark, sir.
Wow, did I have too much sugar before I started the show?
Say, what?
Good
really hyped
afternoon.
Up. Some coffee and some jolt. Do you have some jolt?
I want a jolt. Hello.
Hi.
What's going on?
Are you answering the phone?
No. There's like some things are on hold here, so I'm just taking them off hold
okay.
So people can call
you just
in.
You had this very decisive finger pushing of the buttons, and so it looked like you were talking to Chris Katz or getting ready to.
Ooh. Did something happen?
I don't think so. You know, Chris always says, I always know what's going on in the house because I listen to my wife's show. He says, there are things that I'll be like, what? What happened?
Sweet. How'd the hard-boiled eggs go the other day?
A couple things I didn't know. Follow me here, Kara Markser.
Okay.
I did not know when you boil water and you put the eggs in the water, the eggs will shoot to the bottom of the pan, crack and blech out all over the pan when
Not
you're trying
if you
to
put
boil
them in
eggs.
Gently.
Why did you throw them in?
Well, I didn't. I just, you know, put them in.
You plopped them?
I plopped them.
Once they crack, they're no good.
Once they crack, they're not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I set the timer for 8 minutes. Someone told me 8 minutes.
It's 10.
And I come back and it looks like the eggs have vomited inside the water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, lovely. Mm-hmm.
So I put this photo on Twitter and somebody replied, you put the eggs in an empty pot.
Yeah.
Gently.
Yeah.
Fill it with cold water.
Mm-hmm.
Gently.
Mm-hmm. Very gently.
Then you boil.
Yeah.
I said, well, I missed that memo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know how to boil eggs. Thank
it's
you,
like
Twitter.
The eggs are like frogs. If you slowly boil them,
they never know what's coming.
That's right.
That's right.
You never throw a regular egg into boiling water.
Did you know that, Kara?
I did.
That's how you do it?
Yeah.
You don't just toss it into the water? I had no idea.
I think America knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then someone else was like, you know, you can buy them already boiled. I don't like doing that.
We have those, the peeled ones already over in the refrigerator
know,
over there, which kind of grosses me out too.
It kind of grosses me out. I'm like, how long have those eggs been there?
And who peeled them? Did they wipe? I mean.
Okay, who peeled the eggs is a great
Did they
question.
Wash their hands after they
or
went to the bathroom?
Did they use that little vacuum thing?
Mm-hmm.
Because
where you can
they
just go,
don't come like that naturally in
pop
nature.
Pop the egg out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They sell them at gas stations and here in our little
Breaks
break room. I don't trust it. I don't trust it.
And by wipe, I meant like hand wipes. I didn't
yes,
mean
wipe
like,
your hands,
I didn't
please.
Mean like,
I got it.
Really?
All right. I got it.
In case there was some confusion.
Okay. I got it.
Do you guys want to play mixtape today? You want to play Family Feud?
Let's play mixtape.
We need a game. We will do Terrible Joke Tuesday. Give me a time. 3:45, 4:45, 5:45. What is it going to be?
Ooh.
Do 4:45 because the weather's supposed to get crappy this afternoon. So
okay.
People need to laugh on their way home.
Okay.
Okay, so Terrible Joke Tuesday.
They're white knuckling it.
Exactly.
Right. Operation Stormwatch. Who are we kidding? Let's do some terrible jokes. Okay, so terrible jokes as everybody is careening off the side of the road. So they have something to laugh at while they're crying.
Right.
Okay, so Terrible Joke Tuesday at 4:45. You want to play Family Feud? You want to play mixtape?
I want to play mixtape.
We could do Dana. Finish the Lyric with Dana.
What do you want to play?
I want to play Family Feud.
Ooh.
What do What do you want to play?
I want to play Family Feud.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's totally fine.
Because we played mixtape like 2 weeks ago.
I know. Dana wasn't here for that, though.
I know.
Mackie's terrible.
Mackie's the worst.
At mixtape?
He's terrible.
Not his thing.
It's really bad.
It's bad.
Okay. I mean, he did better this time than he usually does. But
he actually won one round.
Yeah.
But it was bad. Let me think about it. Now I kind of want to play mixtape.
I know, right?
Son of a bee sting.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the show. Nobody tells us what to do. We can do both, you know. Let's just wait and see what the weather does.
Boss is technically out of town, so we could do mixtape in the 3 o'clock hour, Terrible Joke Tuesday in the 4 o'clock hour, Family Feud in the 5 o'clock hour, and no one's the wiser because Dum Dum's in St. Louis.
I don't know why we wouldn't.
I don't know why we wouldn't either.
I like the plan.
I like the game plan.
Did you guys hear what happened at SeaWorld?
Ooh, a little malfunction.
16 people seated in 5 gondolas had to be rescued last night.
Now, when I hear the word gondola, I think up high.
Yeah.
How high?
High. And it was over water.
Oh!
So at least you're going to live if it breaks,
no,
right?
No, water is worse than concrete when you're free falling toward it.
The water temperature was 58 to 59 degrees, included a baby and a partially paralyzed person in said gondolas.
By partially paralyzed, you mean what? From like the waist down?
It was
or
a person
who
suffered.
Does it matter? My God.
So left side.
Could be.
So they could swim to shore on their right side.
Oh, my
Scott
God.
Parks.
What?
Are there photos, I assume? Because last night when it broke, there weren't photos yet because firefighters were on the way. Do you have any fear about stuff like that? Like a plane going down or the whole gondola thing? Remember a few years ago on some ski slope, the gondola snapped and went down. I hate those things. They're necessary. I hate them. I freak out every time I'm on them, and I assume they're going to snap and I'm going to fall to my death.
What's your biggest fear?
Creepy guy in a white van.
That's your biggest fear on the planet?
Well, I think it's the most realistic fear because I don't ride gondolas every week.
No, like heights or enclosed spaces or a certain animal, like
spiders.
A mouse or spiders. For you, it would be spiders, of course.
Here's what's interesting. I don't think I have a fear of heights until I'm in a gondola. And then I'm constantly looking down, assuming I'm going to fall to my death. And if they rock, bar the door.
Well, the door's already barred.
If someone's rocking it, I will freak out.
Can you do a Ferris wheel?
No. We were in Orlando and they had one.
Can you do a roller coaster?
It's not my favorite thing. I would.
Like, have you ever been on the Patriot out at Worlds of Fun?
I'm sure years ago. Yes.
No, it's kind of new. It used to be the Orient Express.
Does it go backwards or upside down?
It definitely goes upside down like 4 times.
I don't like that stuff. Because I always think someone got the lowest bid to construct this. That's always what I think, especially with the gondola. Who was the company that got the lowest bid to construct this thing?
I will give you the ski lift thing because getting off of those things scares me to death because I'm like, I'm going to trip and fall and then this thing's going to run over me.
Yeah.
That's my fear.
And they sway.
Not if you just keep skiing forward.
No, I hate those
things. The problem is that you don't. There's not a lot of time there.
Well, you put
and
your
I'm not
skis,
real graceful.
You put your skis down and then you push off.
Yeah, yeah.
And you ski forward.
You're talking to a woman who can trip while standing.
And Scott, I'm the same way. And those gondolas go fast.
Well,
and you're supposed to lean your butt back.
They slow down at the top.
You're supposed to lean your butt back as the thing's coming behind you and just relaxedly slide backward into this seat that's now zooming up.
Exactly.
No. In fact, the last time I was on a gondola with one of my kids, I don't even remember, we were in Telluride. We go zooming up and I miss the seat. So as it's coming, the swing is swinging back and I sit. One butt cheek gets on it, one butt cheek doesn't. The thing goes flying up. I'm screaming like I'm being chased by a serial killer. One of my skis goes flying off.
Oh, no.
That's the last time I've been skiing. I'm like, nope, I'm done.
I understand.
What's your fear other than spiders?
I don't know. That's my big one.
It's the gondola, isn't it?
Heights? Enclosed spaces?
No. Good with that stuff.
White men over the age of 50?
No, generally okay with those two.
Drowning? Do you have a water thing?
You know what? I'm a little bit trepidatious in the water because I'm not a great swimmer.
Yeah, I'm not either.
So I could, yeah.
I'm a really good swimmer.
Are you?
In the ocean, are you a good swimmer?
Yeah.
That's what scares me.
You know what petrifies me other than roaches and tags? Enclosed spaces.
Okay.
How enclosed?
Like I'll tell you this.
Well, small
yeah, a coffin would terrify me, Kara Marxer. I believe
why
a coffin.
Am I in
well,
here?
I'm saying like an elevator, or do you need smaller?
If I find myself in a coffin, I know it's over.
Okay.
It was a good run. But yeah, a coffin would kind of terrify me.
I think that tray in the morgue where they shut the door and then you're trapped in there, yeah, but like, you're still breathing.
Right. Is it called a CAT scan machine? Where
yes.
Yeah.
Like I had my knees scanned a couple years ago because my knees are crap. And they put you on that bed.
Yeah.
In that perfectly white room. It looks like heaven, I think. And they just tell you, don't move. You're going to be in there for 10, 15 minutes. And then they slide you into this tube.
Oh. But they don't shut the door on you.
But you can't see out.
But they're also talking to you, you know, are you okay? Are you okay? You know, they talk you through it.
No, I am not. Because I can't see out. Why do you think I sit on this side of the desk every time?
I don't know, because we've always just sat on this side.
I have always sat on this side, even with your predecessor, because I can see outside.
See, that's interesting. I would think you would freak out about the fact that people can like get you from behind.
No, because I figure if somebody shoots through the window, they're going to hit her
first.
Great.
Oh, thank you for that. I think I don't have a fear of enclosed spaces until I'm in one and I freak out. Like, and not an elevator, but if the elevator stopped suddenly in between floors and I was stuck in there, I would probably freak out.
Somebody says, I thought Scott was scared of squirrels. Not anymore. Oh, no. I've made peace with my furry brethren.
Skippy and Joe.
Have you guys seen
8 of them? I counted them.
The hidden camera video where the
squirrel with the nut.
The lights flicker in the elevator. I'll find it and post it. So guys, just on an elevator, okay?
Hell no.
The lights flicker. And then when the lights come back on, there's like this creepy little kid standing in the corner. And every single person on the elevator is like,
Somebody says the St. Louis Arch elevator totally freaked me out.
I could see that. That's pretty tight.
Once I got upstairs and I could look through the windows, I'm like, all right, I'm good. And then you know you've got to go back down.
Yeah. But you're good on an airplane?
Yeah, because they got windows.
It's that little bubble.
You can
elevator.
See outside.
Okay.
Elevator, not a fan.
Okay.
Not a fan because I can't see out of it.
Yeah. They should put windows in them.
I know. I've been arguing that for years. Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, you want affordability, and definitely in the conditions that we're expecting tonight, you want safety. You want a car that you know can handle these conditions. Let me tell you about Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and that is a rating well-earned. And every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. If it's gadgets and options you like, great. Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. It is a super safe car, too. Apple CarPlay, heated and cooled seats. When it comes to safety, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. Right now, I'm driving the Subaru Forester. I love this car. And what I really love is how the Subaru Forester handles in these extreme winter conditions here in Kansas City. Right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Bill George's Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Story here from Channel 5. A Texas man has been arrested for slapping a 12-year-old boy accused of bullying his stepdaughter. James Peace, ironically, 37, is charged with one count of felony injury to a child, according to KTRK. Peace's wife, who did not want to be named, told the station their 12-year-old daughter was...
Mrs. Peace.
Mrs. Peace. was walking home from school in Deer Park, Texas on February 14th when two boys began teasing her. She said they called the girl a transvestite and then threw ice cream at her. The girl then called her parents to get a ride home so she could escape the alleged bullies. Deer Park Police Lieutenant Chris Brown said when Mr. Peace picked up his stepdaughter, he confronted one of the boys. Quoting here from Lieutenant Chris Brown, on the drive home, they happened to see the juvenile suspect walking, and that's when the stepdad decided to stop and confront the kid. The Deer Park Police Department reportedly obtained nearby surveillance video that showed Mr. Peace shouting at the boy before slapping him across his face with an open hand. The boy, according to the lieutenant, had red marks and swelling to his cheek. The following day, the boy told a teacher that he was afraid to go to lunch because he didn't want to see Mr. Peace's stepdaughter. That's how school counselors reportedly found out about the case. Peace was later released on $15,000 bond, according to jail records. Man's a hero in my book.
I knew you were going to say that.
The man is a hero.
Scott.
The man, he...
You cannot smack somebody else's child.
You cannot bully my 12-year-old daughter. Leave her alone.
I agree. Bullying is horrible. These boys are probably horrible human beings. Their parents are probably horrible human beings.
And this kid was afraid to go to lunch the next day for fear not that he would see Mr. Peace, but that he would see the girl.
So you think that it is okay and worth going to jail for assaulting a child over bullying, which I do not condone? You've lost your mind.
I have argued since you joined this program 7 years ago. I have never delineated, I have never swayed, that the only way to attack a bully is to attack a bully. The man slapped the kid across the face. I was once slapped across my face when I was 14 years old by an adult in Germany. You know what? My mom witnessed the whole thing. You know what my mom said to me? What did you do? My mom didn't go after this man. She knew I had done something wrong.
Back in the 1970s, we did all kinds of things in the late 70s and early 80s.
This was the mid-80s.
We did all kinds of things back then that we now know better that we should not do.
The man's a hero.
Seatbelt usage is one of them.
If somebody was bullying your youngest daughter,
I wouldn't smack someone else's child.
Throwing ice cream at her, calling her a transvestite, mocking her as she walked home from school.
Yes.
And then you're in the car and she goes, oh my God, there's one of them right there. You would just keep driving? Just go home?
I would handle this through the appropriate channels.
What are the appropriate channels? Channels aren't working.
I would call the school immediately and say, I want a meeting. This has happened. They are not to speak with my child. They are not to look at her. They are not to be around her for any reason.
Doesn't work.
Well, hitting someone else's kid doesn't either. He's going to go to jail.
Apparently it did because the other kid was afraid to walk into the cafeteria.
And you think the cost of breaking the law is worth that?
Sometimes the ends justify the means.
Sometimes adults have to be better.
Sometimes you have to take matters into your own hands, literally.
Now, if you would like to say to me that an adult male somehow assaults or bullies your girlfriend, and you in that restaurant or bar would turn around and take matters into your own hands, I think 100% of the people listening would agree.
All right. 576-7798 to the newsroom. Here is Kara Marks.
The president rebuts a new report in the New York Times. More next.
You've heard me bragging about Mark's Family Dental. If you have a snoring issue, your spouse, if either one of you has severe obstructive sleep apnea, maybe you think you do and you don't know, head to my folks at Mark's Family Dental. They will set you up with a sleep study. And if you need treatment, they have an easy, compact, pleasant treatment for you. And I say pleasant because if you are listening and you have stopped using your CPAP machine, those things are many things. Pleasant is not one of them. At Mark's Family Dental, they will
make you a custom-made dental mouthpiece. It is small. It doesn't make noise. It fits over your teeth, gently realigns your airway, and allows normal airflow to the lungs as you sleep. And it's covered by most medical insurance plans. Let them fit you with an appliance you will stick with. Think about traveling. Much easier to take your dental appliance to the airport than a big, bulky machine. Marks Sleep Center, Marks with an X, M-A-R-X Sleep Center, 816-452-2000, 816-452-2000, or markssleep.com.
Winter weather advisory will be in effect from late afternoon until 9 o'clock tomorrow. We'll have snow moving in this afternoon, cloudy skies, temperature around 30. Snow this evening, and that snow could mix with freezing rain during the overnight hours. Our low in the upper 20s. We could pick up a tenth of an inch of ice accumulation and 2 to 4 inches of snow by tomorrow morning. So the morning commute will be slick tomorrow. Some freezing rain early in the day tomorrow, and then rain showers in the afternoon tapering off late. Mid-30s. This is staff meteorologist Steve Hamilton, KMBZ Weather.
Right now it's 28 at KCI, looking at 30 in Olathe. It is 30 degrees at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our news, 98.1 KMBZ.
All right, story here from Channel 5. It's actually out of Texas, though. I'm not surprised. Where a Texas man has been arrested for slapping a 12-year-old boy accused of bullying his stepdaughter. He slapped. Didn't punch. Slapped. Okay? James Peace. Yes, his last name is Peace, as in Peace Brother. James Peace, who is 37, is charged with one count of felony injury to a child. A charge I think is far too severe. I'm not saying he shouldn't be charged with something. I'm saying it is a felony charge usually means prison. And I think that is a bridge way too far.
Now, back up.
Okay.
Let's just look at what the law says. Don't look at the circumstances surrounding this case. Just look at what the law says. He struck a child, allegedly, in the face.
Slapped the child. That's okay. Correct.
You know, Scott, that that's battery any way you cut it. It is.
Battery is not necessarily a felony.
Now, you can say, well, it was justified in this case or it was justified in that case. I don't believe you can ever justifiably... I don't want to say ever. Someone will come up with some crazy circumstance. But I don't believe you can you can very rarely justify striking someone else's child. I'm trying to come up with a scenario.
I'll give you one right now.
You can justify
I'll give
it.
You one right now. Your child is walking
during
home.
During the commission of a crime, maybe.
Your child is walking home and is getting the living crap beat out of him or her by 3 or 4 kids.
That's different. You're protecting them from a crime being committed.
Are you not protecting your child in this case?
Bullying, while abhorrent, is not a crime, and this child was not in imminent danger at the time.
What would you have done?
Oh, I'd be furious. Saying something is fine. You could pull the car over and say, hey, you want to have a discussion about what happened with my daughter yesterday? Saying something is fine. You can't hit someone.
But you, Dana, with all due respect... pulling over, and I'm not just saying you, it's a collective you. You pulling over and saying, hey, you, come here. I heard that you've been talking bad things to my daughter. You called her a transvestite and you threw ice cream at her. That you are a bad person. And I want you to stop. All you're going to do is increase the bullying your child's already getting. Tomorrow in the cafe.
I can't believe you're defending this.
I'm absolutely defending it.
And I think the bully is a horrible person. Don't get me wrong.
And I think the dad is a hero.
Oh, Scott Parks.
You know why? Look what happened the next day.
This is not a scenario where you come home and a 23-year-old unknown male is assaulting your 16-year-old daughter. There are scenarios where you could use force in the protection of your child at the time.
Let's calm down.
This is not one of them.
Let us calm down. Did he stab the kid or shoot the kid? No. Did he punch the kid? No. He slapped the kid across the face and said, leave my daughter alone. And the next day, the story goes on to say, the 12-year-old jerkwad of a bully was afraid to go into the cafeteria. Why? Not because he thought Mr. Peace was going to be there. He thought Mr. Peace's daughter, whom he had been bullying, would be in the cafeteria. Lesson learned.
Okay, as long as you agree, he has to face the legal consequences for striking somebody else's
child. I think
he
should face legal consequences. It should not be a felony. It should be a misdemeanor battery charge. Make him pay a $300 fine, pick up some trash on the side of the road, apologize to the kid even though he doesn't mean it, and let's move on. Let's go to Alan in Kansas.
Lost your mind.
I done kept my mind and my daughter out of trouble. Alan in Kansas City. Hello, Alan.
Hello. I was just going to tell Dana, you know, I'm older than both of you. I grew up in the mid-60s, early 70s. And anyone on our block could whoop our butt if we was out of line. And I grew up fine. I've never hit anybody. I've never lashed out. But
you never been in a fight?
There were times when I was a kid. I'd do something, get out of line, and one of the neighbors would smack me, and I'd be more afraid of what would happen when I got home. Nobody was calling the police. They were calling your parents, and your parents were taken care of.
But you would agree, Alan, that back then, police also openly allowed domestic violence when they all thought this is just something between a husband and a wife. I mean, if you want to look back at the 70s and say there were good things about the 70s, that's fine. There were also horrible things about the 70s. And so just because it was okay somehow or people looked the other way back then does not mean this man isn't going to jail today.
No, but there's a difference between hitting your wife and beating your wife and smacking a kid who's been mean to your kids.
All right, man.
I don't think you're going to win that argument in court.
You're not going to win it in court, and that's part of the problem. But the other part of the problem is that this man is charged with a felony, and I think that's unfair. Yes, does he deserve to be charged with something? Of course. But I would put it at a misdemeanor battery charge, and let's move on. Your kid sucks at being a human being. This dad got sick of your kid sucking at being a human being, so he slapped him upside the head.
I have two scenarios for you. Number one, what if in one of these cases, it turns out that this isn't exactly what happened when it comes to the bullying end of things? Not saying it did, but what if...
Then I'm going to have to rewrite my opinion.
This did not happen. That's scenario number one. Scenario number two, and this is a real world scenario for all of us back in the 70s. How many of you listening were ever struck by a parent with a switch, a belt, a fly swatter, a race track section,
wooden spoon
from Hot Wheels,
wooden spoon.
A wooden spoon? I think everyone listening over about the age of 40 will raise their hand and say, absolutely.
I have been, yes.
Our understanding of corporal punishment has changed. And in many places, the use of an instrument to discipline your own child is considered abuse.
And I think that's wrong. I think that a wooden spoon on the buttocks of a child is perfectly appropriate discipline. Telling a child to go get a switch is perfectly appropriate discipline.
As long as you are willing to be charged for that opinion.
But that's my point, is I don't think people should be. There's a difference between spanking a child and abusing a child. Telling a child to go pick out their wooden spoon, Margaret Parks. My mother used to make me go pick out which spoon my butt would be spanked with.
Which one did you pick?
The thinner one. Mm-hmm. And then when she broke it over my buttocks, I said, that's it. That's it. I'm calling you in. She reaches for the phone, hands me the handset, and says, I'll dial. You hold on to that. And at that point, I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. There is nothing wrong with spanking your child. I don't care what anybody tells me.
With your bare hand?
Perfectly legal. With a wooden spoon.
Not legal.
perfectly legal.
No, it is not. The minute you start introducing instruments into corporal punishment, which does not work anyway.
Were you ever spanked?
You have broken a law.
Were you ever spanked?
Once with a fly swatter in my grandma's kitchen because I sassed her.
Do you think your grandma should be criminally charged?
Did you ever sass her again?
I never sassed
damn
her
damn right
again.
You didn't. Damn,
I was so stunned. I was like, oh.
Guess what?
You don't sass
not.
Grandma.
You're only proving my point. You learned your lesson. You were so shocked and, quite frankly, probably in a little bit of pain that you never sass grandma again, did you?
Also never forgave her. As she was going toward that light, I go, hey, remember that time you beat me with a fly swatter?
Go to the light. Hopefully it's the flames of hell.
Don't you sass me.
I think I've told you guys.
Hello, it's Satan. Hi, Grandma.
You led such a beautiful life,
got a
except
fly swatter
that one
for
time.
You, lady.
But she taught you a lesson, right? Would you agree that she taught you a lesson?
I still remember it 40 years later. You can categorize that in any manner you want.
I'm
going
to categorize that as lesson learned.
As we discussed, there was no repeat offense.
That is correct.
I think I've told you guys, I one time told my mother, I'm going to call the abuse hotline. She said, if you think you can get to that phone before I get to you, go. I just went to my room.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. 576-7798.
Dana Wright here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. I know the weather's been nasty out. One of the things I love about Volkswagen of Lee's Summit, all the safety features on those cars when the roads are bad. One of my favorites, that side impact alert system, especially when the roads are bad and there's snow on the lane and you can't see which lane am I supposed to be in. Those cars will tell you if someone is in your blind spot that shouldn't be back there. It has saved countless accidents because you don't change lanes when that thing starts flashing at you. I absolutely love that feature on those new cars. Of course, the backup camera system. And let's be honest, the heated seats and the steering wheels don't. I like those. I like those a whole lot right now. Go to Volkswagen Lee Summit. All of their new cars, 2018s, 2019s, and all of their used cars also have that zero sales tax deal going on right now. Zero sales tax. It does not matter if you buy new or used. Go pick out your car. They will pay your sales tax for you. Get a new car, get a safe car, load it with those features, and they'll pay your sales tax for you. VWLeesSummit.com, VWLeesSummit.com, or head on out to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit at I-470 and Colburn Road.
I want it all.
Bohemian Rhapsody is now out on DVD. Let's go to the phones. Jess in Lawrence. Hello, Jess.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well, man. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. You're talking about, you know, punishment by parents. I have a few different ones, including a grandpa, but the one I told the guy there on the phone is my mom kept sandals in the van. And one time I was misbehaving, and she pulled over on the side of the interstate, got in the back seat with the door open, pulled my pants down, bent me over her knee, and started whooping my butt. I can't remember if it was a highway patrolman or sheriff pulls up and asks what's going on, and she's like, he was misbehaving. I'm teaching him a lesson. He said, okay. Went back and sat in his car with the lights on so cars would get over and not hit our car. My mom got done, put me back in the seat, got back in the car. The highway patrolman guy shut his lights off. Drove off and waved at my mom as she passed us.
You know, I seem to remember a story about somebody else spanking their kid in the middle of the street.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to remember who that is.
Yeah. The worst is when I picked a dead switch for my grandpa and he hit me with it and it broke. That was the worst one.
Yeah, never pick the dead ones.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
Go with the green ones.
It's not, you can't do that.
Rod, do you remember?
I believe that was in Chicago.
No. I believe it was in Lawrence.
It was not in the street.
I'm trying to remember what friend of ours it was that
I rescued her from the middle of the street after she was nearly hit by a car.
Spanked one of her children in public in the middle of Massachusetts Street. I believe it was between 6th and 7th Street in Mass.
Who was it? Was it Kara?
No.
It wasn't Kara?
No.
Was it, wasn't Weinbaum?
I don't go to Lawrence.
It was not in the middle of the street. I rescued her from the street after she was nearly struck and killed by a car. Dragged her back in front of the Free State Brewery. Mm-hmm. And I said, don't you ever do that again. Scared me to death.
Did you do anything else?
Swatted her on her little behind. I think she was like six.
Did you leave a mark?
Was there a repeat offense?
There was not.
Why wasn't there a repeat offense?
Well, because I said, we just got lucky. We got lucky.
Right, you're damn right you
she
did.
She ran out in between parked cars in front of Free State Brewery, and there just happened to be no traffic. I mean, period. Luck of the draw, no traffic.
But you're not a corporal punisher.
Never, ever spank the kids.
So why did you spank your child
because
that day?
Because I was so panicked that I almost saw her die right in front of me.
And she never did it again,
there's
did
that
she?
Moment where you think, okay, flip a coin. Is there a car coming or not? And there wasn't.
Yes or no? Do you think corporal punishment is wrong?
I don't think it's effective at all. I believe the studies.
See, I think it is effective if used appropriately.
Always thought I wouldn't do that, and I spanked Roman one time. And I don't even remember what started it, but he was very young, and I was telling him to do something, and he didn't want to do it, and he was like, "Rrr." And at this point, it no longer mattered what it was. It was that you have to do it now. Because I said, and you said no, and so we're not playing this game. And he kind of hit me, you know what I mean? And not like, you know, he hauled off and punched me. I mean, he was like three, you know? But yeah, I grabbed him up and had that half a second where I went, I don't know what to do right now. Like, I'm angry.
Not supposed to shake him.
Right. And like,
can't hit him.
But there has to be a thing. There has to be a consequence here.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I stood him on the bed and swatted his butt, and he just lost his mind. And
more out
from
of
that
the,
day,
more out of the hit, the fact that you had done that than the pain that he had incurred. Yeah. And I don't want to cast myself as some daddy beat bad A. I rarely spanked my children. Rarely.
Yeah.
But it was always an option if things I thought got out of control. I think I spanked Maya one time in her entire life, and I think I've spanked Sarah five.
Well, having a child, I now realize the reason you give gifts to children is so you can take them when you're angry at them.
You know, my mom used to always say, and I'm sure your mom did too, Rod, as you were bending over her knee, she would always say, "This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you."
No, my mama never said that.
My mama did.
No, this is going to hurt you.
St. Margaret would always say, "This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you."
Someone just wrote it on Facebook, Kara. I started a small fire when I was a kid, and my dad spanked me. My dad was blind, so I moved all of the stuff in the house.
Wow!
That's so mean.
That's terrible!
So mean.
Let's get to the newsroom. Let me remind everybody, we're going to be in St. Joseph, Missouri this Friday, 54th Street Grill and Bar. Looking forward to spending Friday afternoon with you. Bad weather moving in tonight, I understand.
Yeah.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ. Snow again. More next.
You have heard me bragging about Cottonwood Canyon and the beautiful golf course that those homes sit on. And I promise someday we will see green grass again and quite possibly a golf course. Go out and make your reservation to take a private tour and wait until the leaves are back on these trees. These homes are nestled right in the most stunning wilderness landscape on one of the greatest golf courses that you'll find around. The model home that I toured had just breathtaking views. There are 27 new lots that were just released, and they're all nestled right on and around holes 2 and 3 out at Canyon Farms Golf Club. So if you are looking for a golfing community with all of the peace and quiet and serenity that comes with that lifestyle, please make a reservation for your private tour out at Cottonwood Canyon. Did I mention maintenance is provided? And yes,
That includes snow removal. 913-492-4444 for your tour. 913-492-4444 or check them out online. CottonwoodCanyonKS.com, CottonwoodCanyonKS.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.